This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The holiday of Eid al-Fitr ushered in a day of prayers and joy for Muslims around the world. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has this story.
Fireworks erupted along the waterfront in Qatar's capital, Doha, to celebrate Eid al-Fitr. Qatari-based planning engineer Hasha Shetty was very impressed.
The fireworks have showed up. It's amazing.
In Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, thousands gathered on a soccer pitch by the Al-Azhar Mosque to take part in Eid morning prayers. Faithful Mohammed Rum was moved by the feeling of unity. It's so amazing. The atmosphere is so warm. We all can meet each other to carry out Eid prayers together. In Sudan, however, the morning echo of gunshots rang out as raging battles between the army and its rival paramilitary force eclipsed holiday celebrations. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. State Department told VOA it is aware of reports that a number of U.S. citizens were able to depart Sudan on Saturday. A State Department spokesperson said no further comment can be provided because of privacy and security concerns. Hours earlier, Sudan's army chief said it was coordinating efforts to evacuate diplomats from the United States, Britain, China, and France out of the country on military airplanes. Meanwhile, fighting persisted at the main airport in Khartoum and other areas of the city, including residential neighborhoods. The British Defense Ministry said Saturday that Russia is struggling to maintain consistency in a core narrative it uses to justify the war in Ukraine. The narrative is that the invasion of Ukraine is similar to the Soviet experience in World War II. The ministry said another part of the Russian narrative is the rallying cry that there are Nazis in Ukraine, but even the head of the Wagner Group has questioned the existence of Nazis in